Welcome to the Sermon Podcast for Northwest Baptist Church. We hope you hear from God in this week's message.
Good morning. Just getting set up here real quick. Welcome. I want to thank the worship team and thank the deacons for their announcement. If you're a little confused about that, God's got it. So we'll get it all squared away. So it is a blessing to be here today. And especially if you're visiting with us today. If there was ever a day for the visitors that I would ask that you be tolerant of what we're going to do about halfway through my sermon, I just want to let you know that we love you, and if it gets a little different or a little uncomfortable, I want to say one thing, amen. So we'll leave it at that. As you can see, I'm filling in for Pastor Chris today. Chris and Morgan are away celebrating their wedding anniversary, I believe up towards Deep Creek area somewhere, and he was gracious enough to ask me to fill in, and then he just told me, Bob, you know, just go, there's no theme yet. So that's a very dangerous thing for a dumb fireman to give them something like that. But prior to this, I would tell you I really didn't know who I was at the church, but now I'm a deacon. So I can say I'm Deacon Bob now, or Bob, Miss Bonnie, for what's going on. So we'll let that be. I'm going to cry today several times. So I'll just get it over with. So let me share a few things with you. First of all, if you're seeing us today online, I'm super glad that you're there. And I'm certainly hoping that you will come and be part of our family here. But I know sometimes you're traveling, or maybe there's some health issues or whatever it may be, and it makes it challenging to be there, but you're still part of our family here, and I'll make sure that you know that. I'm really hoping today to crack the word church and get it in a total different perspective for you. I'm going to spend a lot of time talking about family, and I'm kind of glad that Chris Blanchard kind of used that at the very end of his presentation today, but just let me share a few things with you real quick, is that when my family comes together at my house, or they're getting ready to come to my house, all right, there's a level of activity that goes on with the family before they come. Like if someone's going to spend a night, we got to make sure like the bedroom is ready. If it's the grandkids, I got to go get a tractor trailer from Giant, get food in there and all that kind of stuff. But there's a prep, if that makes any sense, to what's going on. But I've noticed that once the families come over once or twice or whatever, there is a level like when they come, yeah, we have to do a couple things, but we don't really like completely clean the house and all that kind of stuff. I mean, we try to get it in some semblance of order, you know, but we just kind of, they come in and they're cool with everything, and they may even have some of their stuff there, you know, a toy, they left a shirt. I won't get into some of the other stuff, but the bottom line is, you know, they leave stuff, so they kind of, they're pretty comfortable there and we can talk. And when we come together, it's a big deal. Like, I would never not hug them, shake their hand, ask them how they're doing beyond just some of the surface questions. So that's just my house. I don't know how your house is, but I can just speak for that. But I want to preface everything that I say to you, because I'm going to stop calling you the church. I'm going to start calling you my family. So I want to share something with you. I want to make sure before I preach, and I try to do this every time because I'm a nervous wreck when I'm up here, I want to make it very clear. Family, if there's anything that I've ever done to you that has caused you to sin, family, I ask for your forgiveness. If I have ever said anything, family, while you weren't paying attention, that was undermining us as a family, I want to repent of my sins. For you see, the reason that I'm here is because of the blood of Calvary, God's mercy, God's grace, and sending his son Jesus Christ to die on a cross for me so that through that, I had an opportunity to repent, and I asked him to forgive me of my sins, and I am a member, a family member of God. We are the family of God. So would you please join me in our prelude, if it is up there. Is it up there? Thank you. If we could say this jointly to help us get our hearts and minds together as we move forward today and talk about the church, the family. So let's say, we are the people of God. indwelled and sealed with the Holy Spirit, left on this earth to be about his mission until he returns. And we have been given to know him, love him, live for him, proclaim him, and worship him. This is who we are. Unto our God and his word we shall submit. Amen. Thank you very much. Open the slide. Church. I'm curious what you do at your house when your family comes over. And I'm not looking for a verbal response, but I just want you to pretend that you just got a phone call from someone in your family and they're coming over. I'm gonna just let that. What are some things that you would automatically do? Now, I know for some of you, maybe you have a cat, not my most favorite animal in the world. I really believe there were no cats on the ark. So they were cross-populated from something. But anyway, if I had a family member that was coming to my house that had an allergy to cats, then I would probably do some, basic cleaning, so they could do that. But I'm talking about all this other kind of stuff that you might do when your family is coming over. I'm wondering what you would do. I'm wondering if there's some family that are coming over that you really don't care for them. And that's okay to say that if you're a Christian to start. That should not be where we're going. But there may be some people in your family you really don't, it's not a favorite thing. Fair enough? For right now, for whatever. Maybe their views, maybe their attitude, maybe their lack of participation in the family when they get together. But I'm sure we all have kind of that accident. And if you got a perfect scenario, whatever, then that's a real blessing, but I'm just going to let that be. I guarantee you, over a course of time, it can get a little brittle. Stuff tends to happen to that. But I wonder what you do to get ready when your family comes up. For you see, I really want us to seriously consider a reset or a renewal that the New Testament consistently portrays the church as the people, the person that's there. It is not an institution and never, ever a building. Now, I just want to stop for a second because forget you all, me. My daughter today called at 8:15 or whatever, about whatever, right? Where are you going, Dad? Going to church. I mean, I'm getting ready to tell you don't say it anymore, and I said it to her. What I want to say is, Dad, where are you going today? Oh, I'm going to go be with my family. Oh, your family, where? Well, we all gather in a building on Westminster Pike. Maybe if we all started to realize that we're not going to church, but we're coming together as a family, maybe it'll help us through this season that God has put right on track for us to do for wherever we're going to be as we constantly say a church, but I'm here to tell you as a family, God has put us right now, right this in, and here's the direction that we need to go in as a family. Amen. Forget the church, forget this building. And listen, I mean that with all due respect, okay? All I'm trying to say is that why don't we start today by stop telling people we're going to church? Okay, and I'm sure somebody will theologically blast me in the lobby, okay? But I just want you to hear me out. So what if we start saying that, where are you going Sunday? I'm going to go hang out with my family. All right? And if we're going to do that, what would you do to prep? What if they were coming to your house? What would you do? I mean, it'd be great if you made a chocolate cake with white icing, devil's food inside. I mean, I'd be all over that. But, what do you do? I'm wondering what I have done when I've come to church and not family if I do nothing and I just sit here. If I did that with my family around the table, what would my family say? Would they not come over to me and say, what's wrong? Or maybe they know me. Yesterday we were at the Blanchards, and I remember the Capuses talking about, there are times that I still have an Irish switch that goes on, and I can be a real hoodle head, right? Not only I'm getting better, right? Yes, okay, a little bit. You with me? What would I do if I sat with my family and never said anything? What if my kids sang and I wouldn't even half attempt to sing with them? What if they wanted to eat a meal and I didn't want to eat? What if one of them fell on the ground and got a boo-boo and I sat there? I just want you to let that sink in, that I think it's time that we stop talking about church and start talking about family. Amen. Family. We would do anything for our family, for the most part. Even when we really, really may not like them, there would be a time where, regardless, it's family. We're going to do what we need to do. So I want to set the stage for that, if that makes any sense, that maybe it's time that we grasp a different, I don't want to say an attitude, but that we change and we stop talking about church and we start talking about family. Pastor Chris has lost sleep. You know, he's trusting God, but it's been a hard couple months for him. We went to lunch on Tuesday before he went, and we talked about it. Like, I got things like, well, you know, it's really going to start sinking in because everybody's really going to have to pitch in. Like, we're going to have to make sure the building's clean, and somebody's going to have to do music, and I don't know who's going to take care of the kids. I want to share something with you. If the family is together and the meal is done and things need to be cleaned up, then the family pitches in. And when the family needs to sing, they're going to get somebody who can sing in the family. You with me? And they're going to support them and let them do, but they may kind of, you know, sing along and do the thing, which is like what I do up here. The family will come together. And so when the trash needs to go out, the family go. If the family doesn't do it, I ask my grandson, would you please take the trash out? Would you guys please pick your stuff in it? Why does it have to be any different when we're in this building? Why do we have to depend on another family that's getting money to do the work of the family? Do you think, I was sold on, you know, everybody just gets paid and does all this stuff and all these things coming in, but we can't do that anymore. You know why? Because the community family needs us. They need to see family. In everything that we do, no matter where we may be, we need to see family. I'm a simple guy. And it racked my brain and my heart when I started to get into this, because I was like, wow. For years, all I talked about was my church. And I never talked about my family. But 1.1 miles from here is a volunteer firehouse on the right-hand side of 108 Main Street. And you know what I call it? Not the firehouse, not the fire station, not Reisterstown, Brotherhood. Where do you go? I'm in the Brotherhood. That's where I am. I stay right in the Brotherhood. I don't even, it's my family. I would do anything. There's some guys down there I don't like. They probably don't like me. But it doesn't matter because we're family. We have an opportunity to come together and we just all just do the best we can with what gifts and talents we have, and we put it all on the table today. Family. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for all that you have continued in the life of myself and my family and my new family here in this physical building, and may our hearts be stirred to change on that. Would you allow me to just read a few things to you, if you'd be so kind, about the precious name of Jesus? For you see, family, our Jesus is our Savior. He is our Redeemer. He is the bread of life. He is Lord. He is Creator. He is the only begotten Son. He is wonderful. He is the Counselor. He is the mighty God. He is the everlasting Father. He is the Prince of Peace. He is the King of Kings. He is the head of the church. Amen. He is the Almighty, the Alpha and the Omega. He is our prophet. He is our teacher. He is Emmanuel. He's an advocate. He's a mediator. He's a chief cornerstone, the Lamb of God, the Rock, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the bright and morning star, the Son of Man, the way, the truth, and the life. Amen and amen. Listen to me, family. If you want to start talking about church, just be reminded that that's Jesus. It's the names of Jesus, and there's even more that we could get into. So when people ask where we're going, well, because of Jesus, I'm going to go hang out with my family. Because he is the church. And all of us play a critical part in that. It is so important as we move forward during this challenging season that you may think that we're going through, that we remember under all costs that we are family. Now, if you're visiting, I know that's like, this guy's crazy. I am. I'm on medication. Like, I know. Like, I get it. Okay? But the reason that I share that is that I actually was stirred and motivated by the fact that I need to start calling it family, and I'm not going to church. Amen. I you know, and again, some of you would be like, well, Bob, and the answer is, well, Bob, okay? 1 Corinthians 12. Please open your Bible, family, and follow along with me as I pick out a few things that I would like to share with you. 1 Corinthians, we're going to be in chapter 12. 1 Corinthians chapter 12. I did not type all this. I typed the one after our little work detail. We'll let that be. Chapter 12, starting with verse 12 through 27. I love, first of all, I'm not a very good reader. Like, I wish the Bible had a lot of pictures, to be honest with you. All right, but it doesn't. So it's hard for me to concentrate. But I'm amazed how I'll read one thing, highlight, and I'll come back, I don't know, 10 years later and I'll read it, and I totally missed a word. And it just went, bam! Like, you bonehead, like, where have you been, Bob? All right? I guess I've been in Reisterstown, I don't know. Okay? So bear with me as I read this, please. For just as the body is one and has many parts, all the parts of that body through many are one body. So also is Christ. For we were all baptized by one Spirit into the body. Now, family, what we're talking about right here is those that realize that God so loved the world that he sent his Son so that none should perish, and that we verbally accepted him and made baptized in him, because he said when he left, when his Son left, that he would leave a helper here, being the Holy Spirit. So they were talking to us as family in this verse. For we were all baptized by one Spirit into one body, whether Jews or Greek, whether slaves or free, and we were all given one Spirit to drink. Indeed, the body is not one part, but many. I'm going to go real easy with this. Please forgive me, Lord. The family is all these parts that come together. If the foot said, because I'm not a hand, I don't belong to the body, it is not for that reason any less a part of the body. And if the ear would say, because I'm not an eye, I don't belong to the body, is it not for that reason any less a part of the body? Family. If the whole body were an eye, where would hearing be? If the whole body were an ear, then where would the sense of smell be? But as it is, I want you to put your finger like close to that. So like I'm on verse 18, I'm going to go up a little bit. But as it is, who? God has arranged each one of these parts in the body just as he wanted. That's crazy. Now listen to me. Today, family, God put us all together the way, say it one more time. Not me, not Chris, not the staff, not 300 Westminster Pike. Guess what? He. I have people talk to me all the time like, this was a big pill to swallow the past couple months. I get it. We're like, well, I can't figure this out. I just want to say one thing. There's one of the words that punched me right in the stomach in the basement in late August. He. He. Not you. He. He chose at this time how this family is supposed to look. He. So don't blame anybody. Don't blame yourself. Don't get so righteous that you came here because you really, you know, wanted to be, you know, in, I won't even say the word anymore, church. You with me? Cool? Now, if you're a new believer and you understand, like I get it. Like, some of this is, like, crazy. And I'll talk to you afterwards if you'd like. I'd love to spend some time with you anyway. But he. Don't ever forget that. And if they were all the same part, where would the body be? As it is, there are many parts, but one body. The eye cannot say to the hand, I don't need you. Or again, the head cannot say to the feet, I don't need you. On the contrary, those parts of the body that are weaker are indispensable. And those parts of the body that we consider less honorable, we clothe these with greater honor. And our unrespectable parts are treated with greater respect, which our respectable parts do not need. Instead, God has put the body together, giving greater honor to the less honorable, so that there would be no division in the body, but that the members would have the same concerns for each other. So if one member suffers, all the members suffer with it. If one member is honored, then all the members rejoice with it. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your word. You know why it might be hard for you to understand family? Is because family has radically changed in the past 30 to 50 years. Agreed? And man, I want to go real slow with this because I love you. I can't imagine moms that are raising children as a single mom right now. I want to say thank you for being part of our family. May we never consider you less honorable. May we consider you a greater honor. When you hurt, we hurt. For those of you that have had horrendous experiences with families and physical abuse or whatever it may be, I want to share something with you. I understand that when you say family, you may immediately go to that. I want to tell you, I want you to be here with our family so there is peace, so that there is grace, and that there is honor. And we don't look down on you, if that makes any sense. Forgive me, Bob Murray, for ever thinking like that. Well, because there is, then maybe they can't do this and all the cause. Shame on me. Shame on me. If we're the family, God put us here together, then there needs to be no division. And we need to understand whatever the situations are. So if I grew up in a situation where I had a mom and dad and all this kind of stuff, and I say, okay, we're going to be family at church, you got to admit we're going to relate back to that. All I'm trying to say is there's nothing wrong with that, but what does God say the family needs to be looked like? If we want to succeed and move forward as a family and do something under the headship or the leadership of Christ, we had better stop busting everybody. We had better start showing honor to our family. We should start doing everything we can to not be division. We need to understand that all of us are not going to be an eyeball because then we're never going to smell anything. That all of us were uniquely brought here by one person, God. Amen. And he put us together as a body because he's looking down at us saying, this body that's in this building on Westminster Pike is exactly what I want it to be at this moment. Isn't that crazy? I mean, think about that. I mean, when I was reading this, I mean, I was downstairs. There's times, not only tell you, like, when I have to do this stuff, there's times I can and I can't. Like, I go downstairs and I start, and if I can't, I just realize I can't. I got to get up and not do anything. But then when I go down there, and it's normally, what time, babe? Yeah, 4 a.m. or so. I'm down there, and it's happening. Like, and I'm like, this is cool, because then I know it's not me, because you don't want to hear me, all right? So, but the reason I say this to me, how many times have you heard that? How many times have you read this scripture in a piece, whatever? Holy mackerel. No division. Nobody less honorable. All of us plays a part on that. I'm grateful that you all are not feet. We would be a mess. We'd all be standing over here in a wall not being able to see. We can't go nowhere. But guess what? God brought this family together with eyes and hands and talents, whatever. That's why it's so important we move forward and we become disciples. We understand the gift that God has called us to do. And we take that and put it into the family to help the family see better, work better, run faster, however you want to portray that, through the gift that Christ has given us in what we do as a family. I bet you in your family right now, you have those that are good at plumbers and those that you would never ask to do plumbing. Right? I bet you there are those that are have a tremendous art capability. This young lady here, wow, this is amazing. All right? But her whole family's not artists, and her mom and dad admit they don't know where they got it. I know where they got it. God gave it to her because it's going to be, I can't imagine what's going to happen with you in the future with your art stuff. But I know I picked on her. She's beat red now. So, but the bottom line is, it's going to be cool how God used, but guess what? She needs to be here right now, and we need to show honor to her. And when she has victory in some great thing, then we need to be all in one. When someone gets saved or you have an opportunity to pray for someone and there's been some encouragement of that and we come together and we don't even clap, we clap less than we're at the Ravens game, shame on us. Shame on us. We should rejoice. We shouldn't be jealous because guess what? God brought the family together so that pushed that whole thing. So I'll use Greg as an example. So Greg had an opportunity to witness someone and through the family, because of the Christ head of the Lord leading us and that discipleship capability for Greg, then we need to celebrate it as a family because everything worked. We didn't stand up against a wall without our eyes. You kind of get what I'm getting at? So when we're doing divorce care, or we're doing children's ministry and all this kind of stuff, it's for a specific reason. God brought this all together, and it's important that we do that. From this, if we are together, the body is going to grow and we're going to mature. And Jesus Christ, through the Holy Spirit, is going to continue to minister through maturing us while we're here on this earth. But it's all hands on deck to do that. And the family is going to grow at different paces. The people in the family will grow at different levels, at different increments, whether it's maturity or the willingness that we are mentoring other people and pouring our lives into other people to see them mature. It's going to take some time. God has placed us here specifically for this moment. And just as the Israelites had to rebuild the walls through Jerusalem, the body of Christ is also constantly building and rebuilding our spiritual lives. God is not done with us. He's not done with his church. He's not done with you as a family. All right, it's cup time, right? For those of you that can, and again, this, like I said, this will be the last time I'll be asked to preach, but for those of you that can, there's lots of people that are going to hand out some cups to you. I'm going to hand this, take one. Jack, you help me, okay, buddy? And they're coming down. I want you to take one cup, please. And for those of you that can, and I realize for some, this may be weird or whatever, but I want you just for a moment, if you have to, close your eyes and remember that you're not at church, cool? And you're with family. right? When I go to my daughter's house outside of Philly, a lot of times they love to play games, you know, all these card games and what's the other one? I haven't played chutes and ladders in a while, praise the Lord. That's another game right up there with like cats. But anyway, so that we're going to pretend we're family. We're together. So the kids are saying, hey, these are things. So if you can, I realize it might be funny. Some of you may feel weird getting near someone. In your cup, and I want to make sure everybody got a cup. You get a cup, Jack? Go get a cup. You got to like physically help me, okay? Make this happen. Because I'm going to be in trouble because I don't want to be accused of preaching longer than Chris, all right? Okay, so in your cup is a Lego. Capiche? Come on, family, look at me. You should have a Lego. There's a color. Okay, what, you didn't get one? Okay, I'm glad, Miss Joyce. Okay, I'll see you after service, anyway. Okay, so everybody's got a Lego, all right? Now, this is what I want you to do. Whatever color that is, go find someone in the church that has the same color. Now, let me explain this to you. If you have a white one, go find somebody that has a white thing. If you have a gray, you have a gray. All right, now this, go. You got to get up. If you can't get up, I understand. Maybe somebody come to you. And listen, family, if you're sitting, you need to get up. Get up. Get up. Amen. 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 Wouldn't this be cool if this was every Sunday, how you sat with family? Wouldn't this be great if you walked around every week and shared your Lego? I've seen the coolest things built with Legos. Amen. Tall skyscrapers, bridges, some awesome fire trucks. But you know something else I've seen before? My four-year-old grandson built me a truck with a boat trailer out of Legos. Now, I don't know if I'd ever put a boat on that trailer, but it was cool to him. He FaceTimed it. Where's my wife? He FaceTimed it. And she took a snapshot of it. I was like, that's family. Now, I could have said something pretty ignorant. It's not long enough. The wheels are crooked. The colors aren't right. I could have easily brought dishonor to him. But now, it's my boat trailer. Why can't we do that here? You know my heart. And I know I haven't done a good job. And that's why I repent of that. What I want to share with you is that we need to start being like family. We need to do everything we can to break down these walls. Make it a challenge every Sunday to sit with somebody you don't know. And just, you can ask those simple questions like, where do you live and do you work? Do you have kids? You know, do you have a cat? You know, whatever. You with me? It doesn't have to be complicated. Because see, now when Alan and I have to sit down and talk about the boat trailer, it's easier for me to talk to Alan because he knows that I care for him regardless of what his presentation is for me. Because we've all been guilty at times that the presentation that we put off tends to push us away, if that makes any sense. And sometimes legitimate, we're nervous, we don't know what to say and all that kind of stuff. But maybe for the first time, that's fine. But as we move forward as family, that really needs to stop. Because see, the more I know you, the easier it's going to be for me to communicate with you. Isn't it cool about Legos that no matter how you design it, as long as you can clip one of those dots on there, it builds on something. Amen. Isn't that cool? I don't know who designed Legos, but they're pretty cool. I know they got like a Lego village I was in one time and saw some other stuff, and they built like crazy hoorah. Guess what? That's us. All these mixed pieces and different colors and lengths, capabilities, strength, windows, flowers, boat trailers, whatever it may be. This is an instruction book. This is God's word. That's how family comes together. It doesn't look real good in there, I will admit. And I've seen it dumped out on the floor all over the place. And you know, every once in a while, some of them pieces go underneath the sofa or wind up outside. And just at a critical time when I go to build something for my family, I can't find that piece. And I'm wondering where it went. So you know what I do? I go for a hunt. And I push the sofa out of the way, and I pull the cushions up, and get the vacuum out, do whatever I got to do to go find that piece. Agree? Because I want to get it back in there so that when someone needs to do something, I have the opportunity to put it all back together. So forgive me for using a kindergartner's Lego kit to hopefully inspire us as family to come together regardless of how we look and what color, because I know that my God cares dearly for us. And if we remain under him as the head and we work together as a family, and realize that it's important that we're all together and we got to break these barriers down and start spending time with us. We'll deal with that. Allow me to read this last scripture and then I'm going to ask the worship team to come forward. I'm in Ephesians 3, and this is how God works things out, because my brother had already said something quoting this scripture. So if you're hearing it twice, just get over it, but just bear with me, please. For this reason, I kneel before the Father, from whom every family in heaven on earth is named. I pray that he may grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with power in your inner being through his Spirit, and that Christ may dwell in your heart through faith. I pray that you, being rooted and firmly established in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the length and the width, height, and depth of God's love, and to know that Christ's love that surpasses knowledge, so that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Now to him who is able to do above and beyond all we ask or think according to the power that works in us, to him be glory in the church. To him may there be glory in our family, and in Christ Jesus to all generations forever and ever. Amen. Let the whole earth shout triumphantly to the Lord. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs. Acknowledge that the Lord is God. He made us, and we are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and bless his name, for the Lord is good, and his faithful love endures forever, his faithfulness through all the generations. The family here in this building on Westminster Pike.
Thanks for tuning in today. We'd love to have you come worship with us in person at 300 Westminster Road, Reisterstown, Maryland, 21136. Also, be sure to check out our church's website at nwbcmd.org to find out what else we're doing and how to get plugged in.